Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hi everybody. Hi Jérôme Villemar. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. You are the founder of Atelier Villemar Associés, architects.
Yes, indeed.
In 2-3 sentences, could you describe your office?
Yes, we're a team of about 10 persons. We used to work about, it's been 15 years since the office exists. And we work on different scales, from urban design to architecture. And we work on several kind of programs, housing, offices, equipment, activities.
Okay. Now you will talk to us about prospective study on tomorrow's productive neighborhoods.
Yes, it's a project we are very fond of because it's a project that revealed to us how transformation of a territory can bring ecological transition to villages and people. So it's a project that was asked to us by an operator which is Proudread, which is a English and French company that works on the development of an activity zone. And they asked us a very simple question, which was, how do you think we should do this different tomorrow? Because they thought their people who were working there were not so happy because they couldn't go to eat to a restaurant, and they couldn't go back to their homes in a very simple way, because you know, those areas are very monofunctional. This is a problem I think we have in all the Europe. The second part of the 20th century has seen a very great development of this model, urban model, which come of course from America mostly, those commercial area or activities areas. So we thought it was very interesting because when we went to the site, we understood it was between the forest, a housing area, an historical district, a highway, and then the campaign everywhere. As you know, this is a landscape everybody knows, and those different parts were not talking together a lot. And we thought maybe this activity zone was to be transformed in order to make all those parts to talk together. So we invented a kind of transformation, which is a word I love very much, because we think we have to transform things. We don't have to invent really them, because the world we have is the only one we have. So we have to work with what is there, and to be quite utopical, but also pragmatical. Then we discover something which we found great. We could mostly use the new neighborhood we were building to restore, regenerate, and make a mutation of the historical village, which was just next to the area. So on this project, we were in a team with several people, great people, a landscaper which name is TN Plus, which is working a lot, not only about trees, but also about ground, living ground, how to make living ground, how to make grow things in the ground. We work also with an association which name is Ferme d'Avenir. You could say Farm for the Future, maybe, mm-hmm. in English. And those people are helping new farmers to install their business on territories and cultivate biofood with a short distribution. And then also we worked with a great engineer, which is Franck Boutet, from Franck Boutet Consultant, which mostly helped us to configure on the energetic question and environmental aspects, how to make this district a kind of help to regenerate ecologically the old village. Because the main thing of this project, the main lesson of this project, is to understand that now everything that we built should be used to regenerate what is already built. And we make an ecosystemic district which is linked to the other district in order to provide energy, which is something that is very developed by Franck Boutet, but also to provide food in order that maybe in the future there will be a bit less food coming from very far and a bit more food coming from very close. So that's why I wanted to talk about this project. Also because it's a project that is drawn like an architect can draw something, but at a scale of a district. And our drawing is guided by the water and what is alive on the territory, on the geography. So the water that flows from the sky goes in a way, and then the streets goes also in a way to guide the water. And then it gives water to the land, to all the land to cultivate. But also it's not only a grid for agriculture, it's also a grid for urban structure at the mm-hmm. same time. And then we have also buildings and housing and offices and streets and places and schools. And all this make something which is a new value for what exists in many ways. I mean, low carbon, high energy, new equipment for all the territories. And what I like on this project is that you could make it more dense. You could build more buildings. You could build less building. You could have more sport in a part, more culture in a part, more offices in a part. But you have all the ingredients to all the rules that we put on the table, which are shareable with the deputy, with the territory people who also work on the territory. And then so we can build some kind of open system which can be used in many ways, and most important, which can be used, which can evolve in the future. So you don't have to build it right now, right here, totally. You can let it evolve, which is, every city evolves in time. Mm-hmm. So we try to make something that can also evolve, which is, I think, very important. If you want to make something that lasts, you have to make something that can evolve. So we proposed different typology of architecture because we thought a district needs a soul, and like an architecture or a space, it needs also a soul. So we kind of decided that there were several typologies which were possible to build in this district. One is a temple, and it has a panoramic way of being with the landscape. One is the monolith, and it can be very vertical and accept housing, for example. One is the cloître, so it has a courtyard, so you can put people or trucks or materials in it. And you have the greenhouse, which is a very long building, but you can also put different things in it, like a school or a gymnasium or housing. And then everything you want with the district, but it has also a soul and an identity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Jérôme.
Thank you very much, Anne-Charlotte.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, everybody. See you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archie in English. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.